Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Colbún's Earnings Results Conference Call. My name is Tanya, and I will be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. We will conduct a question-and-answer session towards the end of the conference. If at any time during the call you require assistance, please press star zero, and an operator will be happy to assist you. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Sebastián Moraga. Please proceed, sir.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Colbún's 2014 second quarter conference call. My name is Sebastián Moraga. I am the CFO of the company, and joining me today are our Chief Strategy Officer, Olivia Heads, and our Head of Investor Relations, Mr. Miguel Alarcón. Hopefully, you have received our second quarter press release and our results review presentation that we have prepared to complement the analysis of this quarter. As you can see on slide two, we will start this call with the relevant highlights of the quarter to then proceed to a more detailed analysis of financial results for the period. After that, I will give you an update on our investment projects to finalize with the latest relevant events. Following the presentation, there will be time to participate in a Q&A session. It is important to mention that questions will be accepted in either English or Spanish. Now please go to slide number three to review some highlights of this quarter. First, revenues for the quarter reached $408 million, decreasing 21% quarter-over-quarter and in line compared to the first quarter of this year. This can be explained mainly by the termination of two contracts with three clients and due to non-recurring income of insurance compensation on the previous quarters. Second, EBITDA for the second quarter of 2014 reached $141 million, which represents an 88% increase compared to $131 million for the same period of last year and 18% higher than the previous quarter. This is mainly due to a higher hydro generation, allowing Colbún to cover almost 80% of our contracts with hydro and coal. It is very important to notice that this quarter's EBITDA does not include extraordinary income as the two quarters in comparison do. Third, hydro generation increased 36% as compared to second quarter of last year, reaching 1,621 gigawatt hour. This increase is mainly due to the beginning of commercial operation of the Angostura power plant in April, which generated 390 gigawatt hour until quarter end. Also, the generation of the stored water at our Colbún reservoir and a slight improvement of rain conditions in June had a positive impact on our hydro output this quarter. On the fourth graph, we can see that higher hydro output allowed covering 79% of commercial commitments with efficient generation. This is hydro and coal. And compared to 57% in the second quarter of last year and 60% in the first quarter of this year. Fifth, the net income reached $72 million in the quarter, up by 72% and 39% compared to second quarter of last year and first quarter of this year, respectively. This can be explained mainly by a more efficient generation mix that translated into lower fuel costs and less income tax due to a lower exchange rate variation compared to the quarters in analysis. Finally, financial investments reached $337 million at the end of this quarter. With this, net debt closed at $1,281 million in the second quarter, down from $1.4 million in the first quarter of this year. Now let's move into slide four to start with the financial review, where I will turn to Olivia for a more detailed analysis on the second quarter figures. After that revision, I will talk more about our investment projects and relevant events.
Thank you, Sebastián, and hello, everybody. So let's continue to slide five for a review of financial figures of this quarter, starting with the physical sales and generation balance analysis, which you all know is a main driver in our business. Energy sales volume to customers under power purchase agreements during this quarter reached almost 3,000 gigawatt hours, which is 7% lower than contracted physical sales recorded during the same period of the previous year, and more or less in line with previous quarter. The decrease as compared to 2013 is due mainly to the termination of two contracts with three customers at the end of 2013. In the second quarter of this year, Colbún recorded net sales to the spot market of 425 gigawatt hour as compared to net purchases of 462 gigawatt hour in the same quarter of previous year. And we had net sales of 219 gigawatt hour in the previous quarter, which is almost half of what we have been selling in this second quarter. Power generation in the second quarter of this year was characterized by a significant increase in hydroelectric generation and a reduction in natural gas production. As already mentioned in the highlights section, hydro generation of this second quarter increased 33% as compared to previous year and 46% as compared to the previous quarter, reaching 1,621 gigawatt hour. The increase as compared to previous year and as compared to the previous quarter is mainly due to better hydrological conditions, especially in June, in terms of cumulative rainfall, and also due to the beginning of the commercial operations of the Angostura plant in April and the use of the stored water in our Colbún reservoir. Regarding gas-fired generation, it increased by 30% as compared to the second quarter of last year, and it decreased by 30% as compared to the first quarter of this year. This increase of this quarter as compared to the same period of last year is explained by greater access to LNG for two combined cycle units at our Nehuenco complex during the month of April. And then we had gas for one combined cycle in the months of May and June, as compared to only one combined cycle unit generating with gas last year. So it is important to mention that Colbún negotiated additional supplies for one combined cycle unit from mid-July up until mid-September for this year. Regarding diesel fire generation, it decreased 19 gigawatt hour as compared to the second quarter of last year, and it increased by 135 gigawatt hour as compared to the first quarter of this year. The lower generation compared to the same quarter of last year is due mainly to a higher hydroelectric generation and access to efficient thermal generation, as previously mentioned. The increase with respect to the first quarter of this year is explained by a higher dispatch of this kind of plants, and also by testing that were required in order to check the system to monitor emissions. Regarding coal-fired generation during the second quarter of this year, it reached 780 gigawatt hour this quarter, which is 11% higher than the second quarter of last year and 2% higher than the first quarter of this year, due to a greater availability of this unit during the quarter. So in summary, the generation mix of this quarter allowed 79%, almost 80%, of the company's commercial commitments to be supplied with efficient capacity of hydroelectricity and coal. The other commitments were met with natural gas generation. In addition, Colbún had net energy sales of 425 gigawatt hour during the quarter. Now please continue to slide 6 to analyze the EBITDA for this quarter. Revenues amounted to 408 million, down by 21% and by 1% as compared to the second quarter and the first quarter respectively. This revenue decrease can be explained mainly by a non-recurring income from insurance compensation received in previous quarters and because of the expiration of two contracts with three customers mentioned earlier. It's important to notice that this quarter revenues do not include extraordinary income compared to the second quarter last year and the first quarter of this year, as mentioned previously. Raw materials and consumables used in this quarter, in the second quarter, totaled 246 million. down by 36% as compared to the second quarter of last year, and down by 11% as compared to the first quarter of this year. Compared to the second quarter of last year, the decrease of raw materials and consumables used is explained by lower energy and capacity purchases in the spot market, and also lower diesel consumption, partially offset by higher gas generation. In comparison with the previous quarter, the decrease can be explained by lower transmission tolls and capacity purchases, partially offset by higher diesel consumption. So in summary, EBITDA for the second quarter reached $141 million, which positively compares to the $130 million of the second quarter last year and the $120 million of the first quarter of this year. If we eliminate the non-recurring income previously mentioned for the two previous quarters in comparison, the EBITDA increase for the quarter was even greater than mentioned. Continuing with the presentation, let's go to slide 7, please, to analyze the non-operating income for this quarter. Non-operating income for the second quarter recorded a loss of almost $80 million, higher than the loss of $11 million of the second quarter and almost $7 million of the first quarter of this year. The three main reasons that explain this result are the following. First, financial expenses were $19 million in the second quarter, higher than the second quarter of last year and the first quarter of this year. This increase is due to a lower capitalization of financial expenses after Angostura began commercial operations in April of this year. The second reason is that exchange rate differences registered a loss of $4 million in this quarter as compared to a gain of $7 million for the same quarter of last year and the loss of $9 million in the first quarter of this year. The result for the quarter is due to a 1.7% of cumulative inflation over the period affecting, which affects liabilities denominated in local currency, and because of a lower CPI dollar exchange rate depreciation as compared to the previous quarter in comparison. The third reason are that the other income registered a loss of $0.6 million for the quarter, as compared to a loss of almost $9 million in the second quarter of last year, which includes a one-time charge of $8.6 million because of the asset deterioration related to the failure of the turbine of Los Pinos power plant, and compared to a gain of $7.7 million in the first quarter of this year due to a one-time income related to the compensation from insurance companies of the Nehuenco 2 power plant failure. Now let's move to slide number 8 for the net income analysis. Net income before tax reached $76.9 million in the second quarter, which compares negatively to the $79.8 million in the second quarter of last year, but positively with the $71.2 million in the first quarter of this year. This can be explained by the non-recurring income effects mentioned for the second quarter last year and the first quarter of this year, offset by a more efficient generation mix and the consequent reduction in costs. Income tax expenses amount to $5.2 million in this quarter, which is a 73% decrease as compared to last year and an 86% decrease compared to the previous quarter. This is mainly due to the effect of the depreciation of 7% and 5% of the U.S. dollar in both comparison periods, compared to 0.3% depreciation during this quarter. This affects the calculation of deferred taxes, given that both fixed assets and tax losses are stated in Chilean pesos. So in summary, the company recorded a profit of $71.6 million in this quarter, which positively compares with a profit of $41.7 million last year and $51.5 million of profit in the previous quarter. Now moving into slide 9, let's go back to Sebastián to review the our investment project.
Thank you, Olivia. Continuing with this conference call, please go to slide number 10 to give you an update of the status of our project. We are searching for growth opportunities in Chile and other countries in the region, such as Colombia and Peru, to maintain a significant position in the power generation business and diversify our sources of income. In Chile, we have a number of potential projects currently in development, including hydro and thermal projects. Regarding our La Mina project of 34 megawatts of installed capacity, we can inform that in April, the National Water Authority granted the hydraulic works permit. The company is evaluating the tenders for the construction of civil works and hydromechanical equipment started last year. It is still pending the award of a portion of water rights by the National Water Authority. About our coal-fired Santa Maria II thermal project of 350 megawatts of installed capacity, this has its environmental permit in force. We can mention that its design was improved by incorporating technology to meet the stringent emission standards. Also, the company is analyzing the technical, environmental, social, and financial dimensions of the project to timely start its development. Regarding our San Pedro hydro project of 150 megawatts of installed capacity, we can inform that we have completed the prospection analysis and the field studies collected over the last 2 years. With this information, the company is concluding the engineering stage for adjustments and improvements recommended by the experts, which are not affecting the main environmental parameters of the approved project. During the first half of the year, the company started a process to inform these modifications to the competent national and regional authorities and institutions, and the results will also be submitted to a socialization process with the community during the second half of the year, before they enter the environmental evaluation system towards the end of the year or beginning of 2015. Finally, it is important to mention that we continue with technical, economic, and environmental pre-feasibility studies for a number of hydro projects which would use water rights that Colbún possesses, mainly in the Maule region, and which would enable us to develop projects of approximately 500 megawatts of installed capacity. For the final part of the conference call, and before moving to the Q&A session, please go to slide number 12 to talk about the latest relevant events of our company. First of all, we would like to announce that the company extended a natural gas supply contract for one combined cycle unit until mid-September of this year. This agreement was signed with ENAP with similar price conditions to agreements signed in the past. Secondly, during the end of this quarter, Colbún issued a bond in the international markets for a total of $500 million under the 144A rule in the U.S. The use of proceeds will be partial payment of financial debt and finance future expansion projects. With this, we are concluding Colbún's second quarter results review, and now we will be happy to answer your questions. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. If your question has been answered or you wish to withdraw your question, please press star 2. Questions will be taken in the order received. And your first question comes from the line of Michelle Moss. Please proceed.
Hi, guys. It's Mitchell Moss. Just wondering, on the natural gas supply contract, I think you had previously discussed having a longer-term contract in place. And so can you just give us an update regarding how talks, if at all, if any, are going towards having a more multi-year contract for LNG?
Yes, Mitchell, thanks for the question. Yes, we have been discussing that we are negotiating LNG for the medium and long term, and with that we're saying a supply agreement which would be longer than 5 years. What we can say as of today is that this contract is still being negotiated we have been moving forward some legal and operational aspects, and we hope that during the second semester of this year we should have, I would say, new info. Once we have that, obviously we will publish it to the market.
Do you see any significant pricing difference in that sort of greater than 5-year LNG contract versus this short-term supply contract?
Unfortunately, at this stage of negotiation, we cannot comment on regarding prices, Mitchell.
Okay, understood. And just can you give us an update on where July rain results were? I think there was some notion that there might be an El Nino phenomenon, and July might be an indicator of that.
Regarding hydro conditions, what we have as a fact is that June was a good month in terms of rainfall. July, which just ended yesterday, shows a very similar pattern of July of last year. But we still need to see how August and September unfolds. It is true that El Nino is present in the Pacific coasts of Chile, but that's the only information we have. We cannot obviously comment on our expectations for hydrology for the coming months. We just comment on looking forward information, that is June and July.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Okay, your next question comes from Carlos Herrera. Please proceed.
Hi, everyone. First of all, good day, and thanks for the presentation. Carlos apologized, but he had a meeting, and I am representing him. Here is Robert Sacco of UBS too. We were looking at your presentation on slide 10, and we have two doubts on potential investments opportunities. First, your focus will be mainly in acquiring existing generation assets, or are you also interested in greenfield or in other business such as natural gas pipelines? Second, we got curious because you only mentioned Colombia and Peru as potential markets. Considering the major energy reform is currently happening in Mexico, are you following that? And if there is any chance of seeing your bidding for greenfield Genco or pipeline assets there? Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Regarding your first question, we would be at a first stage looking for operating assets and not greenfield projects. Secondly, we are at the time looking only for the moment for two specific countries, that is Peru and Colombia, but that does not mean that probably in the near future we would also open to see new countries such as Mexico. But to be clear, as of today, we are focusing our search specifically in the two countries we have mentioned in the presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, your next question comes from Andres Osa. You may proceed.
Hi, everyone. This is Andres Osa from Credicorp Capital. Thank you for taking my call and congratulations on the results. So during the quarter, we saw roughly an $8 million increase in financial expenses, right? So as you explained, this is mainly due to the commissioning of Angostura. So I was just briefly wanted to ask if we should see this as a one-time thing, or is this the, what we should look at the like new normal level of financial expenses looking forward? Thank you.
Andres, since
yes.
this capitalization is for now it's a change in our capitalization of interest, but for now it will keep this way. So it's not a one-time event. It will continue until the moment we start with new projects. When we start with new projects, we will be able to capitalize again a portion of our interest expenses. But for now, I can say that we should say that it's going to maintain this level until we start again with CapEx.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
And your next question comes from Mario Applebaum. Please proceed, sir.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for being available for the call. I have a question about your combined cycle plant and the possibility of this new gas contract. How much additional contracting, if you were to able to secure a five-year contract for gas at a reasonable price, what percentage of that capacity would you be looking to contract long-term?
Mario, as of today, what we are exploring is if we would pursue a medium to long-term contract, we would be securing LNG supply to operate one combined cycle.
Which, how many megawatts is that, remind me?
It's approximately 350 megawatts with an estimated output of 2.5 terawatt hour. If we would operate a whole year.
So you would be looking maybe to increase your contracting capabilities by that much, more or less?
Not necessarily. At this moment, we are only securing fuel supply in the form of LNG. That not necessarily means that we would be matching that additional LNG supply with a new contract level.
So you would be okay with being open and being long the natural gas, that much natural gas over that long period?
No, that is not what I meant. Is that as of today, we have no information that we would be pursuing an additional contract. Probably once we have secured that supply, we would be having more information to answer your question. But
okay.
So today, I am not in the position to answer if we will contract more energy.
Fair enough. Thank you.
And Mr. Morata, there are no further questions at this time.
Thank you. So with this, we should end the call. So. If you can put me back online to say goodbye to the audience. Or am I on the audience?
Yes, you're still on the line.
Okay, so great. Well, thank you very much for participating in this conference call, and we hope to see you once we publish our third quarter results. And have a good day and a very good weekend. Bye to all.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. This concludes the presentation. You may now disconnect. Good day.